Welcome to Where We Belong, a podcast exploring all that Cavan heritage has to offer. We made the journey to Jampaling today, a Tibetan meditation centre in Bomboy, with His Holiness the Dalai Lama as the patron. We met Desmond Goff, who guided us through a 10-minute meditation in the local forest, followed by a chat to find out more about the place and its tradition. So, sit back, relax, and spend some quality time with Cavan and its people.
Meditation, the seven-point posture, legs. Sit on a chair, a meditation stool, or sit on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed, whichever is the most comfortable. When sitting on a chair, sit in the middle of the chair with your legs bent and your feet flat on the floor. Arms. The arms are held slightly out to the side of the body. There's a small space between your body and your arm. The hands are held just below the navel. The right hand is placed over the left, with the thumbs gently touching, and your shoulders should be level and relaxed. The head. The head should be held slightly forward in a natural position, with your chin tucked in a little. The eyes. We recommend that the eyes are left slightly open, looking forward and down the line of the nose, or if that is too severe an angle, an arm's length in front of you, your gaze should fall. Defocus your eyes and gaze softly at your point of focus. If this is too difficult, the eyes can be closed gently at times. The back. Try to keep your back straight. It should be held relaxed and lightly upright, as if the vertebrae were a pile of coins. The jaw. The jaw should be relaxed, and avoid clenching your teeth. And the mouth should be closed. We'll be breathing through our nose. And the tongue. The tongue rests behind the upper teeth on the roof of the mouth. The whole body should be relaxed, especially the shoulders, the face, and the neck. You can relax mentally by firmly deciding to leave behind all problems, worries, and involvements of the external world. Motivation. With any meditation practice, motivation is important. So you could ask yourself, why are you listening to this today? And what do you hope to get out of it? If you have a strong and clear motivation, you are more likely to succeed in what you want to achieve. You can also make your motivation to someone special, someone who may be ill or experiencing difficulties, or to nature and all sentient beings. So we make this motivation now silently to ourselves. and you don't hold it through the practice, just put it to one side and leave it there and move on. Focus your attention on your breathing. Watch the sensation of each in-breath and out-breath as it passes through the nostrils, without trying to make the effort to change it. Now, focus on the quality of each breath. Notice whether it's deep or shallow. Long or short. Fast or slow. It's normal for thoughts to arise as you watch your breath. So if your mind starts to wander off, gently bring your focus onto the breath. So what I'm saying here is, if a thought comes in, don't feed it with another thought. Just acknowledge or label the distraction. And then let it go. You don't need to add anything to what is going on in your mind. Try to imagine your thoughts as clouds in a clear blue sky, just passing by of their own accord. Relax and just let your mind be in its natural state. You might find yourself inundated with thoughts and plans, or feel calm and focused. Whatever is going on is completely fine. And now we come to the dedication. Any good insight or feeling that you may have gained through the practice here today, we dedicate to the cause or motivation that we made at the start. So silently to ourselves, dedicate any good insight or feeling that we may have gained. And throughout the day, try to find small moments in which to remind yourself what it felt like to have that calm, clear, and focused feeling. Even if you only got a small glimpse of it, this can just consist of taking a couple of deep breaths. And that brings us to the end of today's meditation from Champa Ling. Champa Ling comes about in Bornbuy in County Cavan the day that the Venerable Lama Panchen Utru Rinpoche took up residency in Owen Doon House back in 1990. And he gave the place the name Champa Ling, which is a Tibetan name. And Ling means place, and Champa means loving kindness. It translates as loving kindness. So it's a place of loving kindness. He gave it that name in 1990, and it opened its doors as a Tibetan Buddhist center, retreat, meditation center back then. Champa Ling is very much a small estate or a big farm with Owen Doon House as the main building on the estate. And Owen Doon House was sitting derelict after the previous owner died in 1974, and it sat derelict for 12 years. And then a couple called Marjorie and Cyril Cross bought the house as possibly as a retirement, for their retirement, in 1986, and restored it because it needed a bit of restoration. It was still the original William Morris wallpaper was on the drawing room the walls back in 1986. The wallpaper had never been changed, that type of thing. So they restored the house, and then Cyril Cross died in late 1989. And his wife Marjorie was the first Buddhist student to live in the house. She was living in the house with her husband, and she was left a widow with the house. And Rinpoche, or the Venerable Lama Panchen Utru Rinpoche, had been a guest of theirs during the time they were both living there. And she went on retreat and meditated after she became a widow, and decided to invite the Venerable Rinpoche to come and use her home as a center for which to teach Irish people Tibetan Buddhism. And he took up the invitation, he accepted the invitation, and in 1990 she brought him here from the UK, and he started living in Bornbuy in County Cavan, and he's lived here ever since. And what makes the Buddhist center a Buddhist center is the teacher. And people who are not involved in Buddhism may not understand the special privilege of having a Tibetan Lama in residence in your centre. Bornboy County Cavan has a resident Lama, and that's what makes the centre so special. Jampaling is set in a naturally beautiful surroundings. We're on 19 acres. There's a self-seeded birch forest, a mature birch forest that runs down to the lake, Lakefield, and there's some meadows, and there's a beautiful Victorian walled garden from the original Owen Doon house where we grow vegetables, organic vegetables, and there's some old apple trees. One of the old apple trees goes back to the 1850s. It's the beauty of Bath. And then there are walks on the grounds up to the stupa and through the wall garden. There's a county council recognised Golden Way running through Jampaling, through the woods and the wall garden. We're off the road, so when you turn in the gate and come up the avenue, there's big old pine trees. And I remember the first time I came up myself, there was old prayer flags hanging in the trees, these tattered pieces of cloth, and I didn't really know what they were. And by the time you get up to the main house, where the avenue opens out again, and the car park, you have left the other world behind you. And it's like a different time frame, there's something. Because of the energy of the place, over 30 years, this Tibetan Lama has taught his students in loving kindness for Jampaling, the place of loving kindness. And I think it has worn onto the fabric of the landscape. And people now say they can feel it, they can feel the peace. Yeah. When somebody comes to stay here, they can come for Tibetan Buddhist teachings. Rinpoche gives teachings at the weekends during the winter months, and we have teaching weekends, and there's a timetable, and people can stay for the Friday and the Saturday night, and there's teaching sessions, and meals are ate in silence, and then there's a discussion group on the Saturday night if people want to talk about thing, and they're very good. They're interesting, and people can learn a little bit about Buddhism or philosophy, a bit about philosophy, about being positive and not being negative. You know, it's great. You can learn something practical. So with the teaching weekend, if you get one thing of benefit for yourself to improve your life from a teaching weekend, then that makes the weekend of benefit to you. The people, all sorts of people end up coming here, people of all faiths and people of no faith at all. And they're welcome here. Nobody questions you before, when you arrive. If you're willing to come, we're willing to have you. And they possibly like the quietness of the time. And you also get to meet other people. So you get like-minded people. So you sit down to eat a meal, and there's other people, and you have conversations. So you have the solitude, you have the quietness and the walks on your own and what have you, and periods of silence, but you also have time to meet other people and have a nice social time. And you don't have to come for a teaching weekend. People come here, they can book in for a few nights, midweek, whatever, and they're free to join in the practices that we have going every day. We have three meditations a day, a morning meditation, an afternoon meditation, and an evening meditation, every day, open to the public and open to people to come. And guests can attend them if they wish, or they can create their own program and enjoy the being out in nature and the kind of spiritual atmosphere of the center. I sometimes think that Bornboy is famous for two monks. One being St. Moog, who was born on Inch Island or St. Moog's Island back in the 5th century or something, or 7th century, 5th century. And in more recent days, the Venerable Lama Panchen Udra Rinpoche, who is a Tibetan Buddhist monk. The people working here, the volunteers, we have international volunteers from all around the world who might come for a month. They book in for a month and they work. The meditations are there, and people can go to them if they want to. They can sit at the back and listen, or they can look at the book and try and follow it in the book. or they don't have to go to them at all. But it's a way of visiting Buddhism. Jampaling as a Tibetan Buddhist center has core aims, and one of the core, the two fundamental elements of Tibetan Buddhism are wisdom and compassion. And trying to teach these, or for people to learn these, to learn wisdom and to learn compassion at a place like a Buddhist center. And then the resources of the natural resources of the earth, to try and protect them and to make them last as long as possible, and to understand or the oneness or the interdependence of everything. That is something also in Buddhism that we try to teach, the interdependence. And as a Tibetan Buddhist center, we also are trying to preserve the traditions and practices of and culture of Tibet, of old Tibet, of pre-1960 Tibet. And so that would be part. So the practices, the Buddhist practices that we learn here and they're taught here, the chanting and the things, come from that tradition, come from Tibetan Buddhism. And that's a way of preserving them, is by teaching them to people to go home and do them at home. Jampaling is a sanctuary and a refuge for people, for myself, and for the people who come here. It's a sanctuary and it's a refuge, and it's a place of loving kindness, where you experience loving kindness from other people and you go deeper into yourself to find loving kindness to give to others and share with others.
If you'd like to experience more meditation with Jampaling, they host a weekly live meditation for beginners, streaming for free every Monday evening on their Jampaling Facebook page at 7 p.m. This has been a Cavan Heritage podcast. Thank you to everyone who gave their time to bring this piece to life. If you've enjoyed this episode of Where We Belong, please make sure to like, leave a review and share. You can subscribe to this podcast to keep up to date with all new episodes. Until next time, Sláinte agus beannacht.